Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Ranchers Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon.
Well, the hog future seems set to open moderately lower this morning, pressured by follow-through liquidation and further long liquidation. Now, on the other hand, look for the cattle complex to begin with mixed-priced action this morning, thanks to a slow combination of residual selling and short covering. The cash cattle trade will no doubt remain in slow gear today with both bids and asking prices poorly defined. We do expect feedlot managers to eventually price ready steers and heifers sharply higher. Significant trade volume will probably not surface until Thursday or Friday. Live and feeder futures staged to open on a mixed basis this morning. That's tied to still spillover selling on one hand and short covering on the other. Given a decent country run to start the week, we expect hog buyers to resume procurement efforts today with bids steady to a dollar lower. This week's hog slaughter should be close to last week, totaling close to about 2.35 million head. On the grains, soybeans closed higher on Monday with November at a one-week high. That after prices retreated to near unchanged about an hour before the close, only to quickly recover. Corn and wheat finished near unchanged after being lower most of the day, with the corn a fraction higher and the wheat mostly a fraction lower. Now, diving a little deeper here, wheat markets did close mostly on the weak side yesterday, just week of unchanged. Wheat has been lightly traded and largely the follower of corn and soybeans in recent sessions. December soft red winter is testing resistance at the 20 days $4.06, but prices remain in the narrow range of the past 3 weeks. The corn finished a one-week high but remains within the narrow trading range of the past 2 weeks. Harvest is underway, and participants in a Reuters poll on average expect harvest 11% done, with the crop condition unchanged at about 74% good to excellent. And soybeans were higher yesterday and above the 20 and 200-day moving averages. The 50 days $9.90 is the next chart test. We'll check all your futures in a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, September 23rd. 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 22,000 head, 3,800 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 4,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
On our cattle futures, live cattle yesterday, October up 2 cents at 107.90, December down 70 cents at 107.35, October feeder cattle down 117 at 131.77, November down 90 cents at 129.80, October hogs down 55 cents, 54.92, December down 177 yesterday at 48.17. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 3/4 at 416.5, March down a half penny at 433, Chicago wheat, December up 3/4 at 404. March was down a quarter penny at 424.75. December corn yesterday up a quarter penny, 337.25. March up a quarter cent, 347.5. November soybeans up 6.5, 972.5. And January up 6.5, 977.75. On the cotton futures, October down 11, 68.87. December up 33, 68.83. October crude oil up down 45, 42.86. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.